So we here at the Bryant Park Project get to look at the Empire State Building every day from our office windows. We look at it. We admire its Art Deco stylings, its iconic place in American history and pop culture, King Kong and all that. But never, not once, Allison, have I thought to myself, man, I'd really like to run to the top of that building. Well, today, 250 people will do exactly that. It's a Super Tuesday race of a different kind, the 31st annual Empire State Building run-up, a race up 86 stories to the observatory deck of New York City's tallest building. Joining us now is Michael Carlin, one of the contestants in today's race. Hey, Michael.
Hi, good morning.
You sound excited.
Oh, yes.
Are you? Michael, have you done this before?
Yes, this will be my third time today.
And what's your strategy?
My strategy is just to survive.
You don't care if you win?
No. I'm not here to win. I'm here to have a good time. But the strategy really is to pace yourself and not burn yourself out too quickly, because it is a tough race and it takes a lot of energy. So
you sound like a candidate. It's a long haul. Michael, I'm trying to think in my head how this really goes down. I mean, is it just stairs the entire time, or are there some landings? Do you have to run through offices to get to some other staircases?
It's mainly stairs. How it works, actually, there are three parts to the staircase. So I think the first 20 or so flights are just stairs. And then the middle part, there actually are landings. So you run up a flight, and then you have to run a few feet to the next flight. And then you run up a flight and a few feet, and it kind of works that way. And then the final 20 or so flights are, again, just stairs.
This sounds like madness. Is it really congested? I mean, how do people keep from not tripping over each other?
In the beginning, it's completely congested because they launch you in groups. So in the beginning, there's a number of people just bumping into each other and getting stuck with each other in the stairwell. But as time goes along, you know, the faster people will take off and the slower people will lag, and then you'll get more space. But in the beginning, it is chaos for maybe the first 15 to 20 flights at least.
And how do you train for this compared to a traditional race? I guess just mega Stairmaster?
I do a lot of different training. I do cross training, but specifically for the stairs, I'll climb where I live in my building. I'll climb 460 flights and actually with a 10-pound weighted vest on. So I'll climb up from the basement to the top and take the elevator down and do it 20 laps.
Oh my gosh.
And that's one of my big trainings. Other thing I might do is I might have also a weighted vest, maybe not 10 pounds, but a lighter vest, and I'll just do sprints. So I'll run up 10, 15, 20 flights, I'll sprint and then take a rest and then repeat that and take the elevator downstairs. I don't actually walk down the stairs. So.
Michael, what's your day job?
I'm in finance.
Finance.
Yes.
Finance, as we say.
Yeah, finance.
And when you, as a person in finance, I imagine you go to a lot of business buildings for offices. Being a repeat participant in this Empire State run-up, do you go into other buildings and think to yourself as you're going up the elevator, I could totally take this building?
All the time.
And why is this more rewarding than a traditional race, or is it?
I mean, you know, for me, it's rewarding because I think just at least in the general population, people think, oh, my gosh, the Empire State Building, how can anybody ever make it up there? And it's kind of fun to be able to do something that a lot of people can't. And I think for me personally, I suffered a major broken ankle injury 2 years ago in a snowmobile accident. So I think for me personally also, the fact that I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be able to do such a thing after that, it's just a great feeling that I can and I can do this race, and yeah, it's fun
it's
to talk to people about it, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a great accomplishment.
Well, good luck to you today, Michael. Thanks for walking us through the intricacies of this race, Michael Carlin, contestant in today's Empire State run-up. Hey, stay with us. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Good luck, crazy.